Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did, until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Hi, I'm Neil.
And I'm Ken.
And we are from The Triviality Podcast, a pub trivia-style game show where a lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge.
Join us each week for an hour-long game of general knowledge trivia featuring special guests from around the world, plus tons of extra themed episodes.
If you want to improve your trivia game,
or you just want to scream at us in your car when we get easy questions wrong,
then we're the show for you. Find Triviality on all your favorite podcast apps.
But you know that, because you're already listening to a podcast.
Hello, I am Anderson Cowan, and I've got a movie to make, and this is Loaded for Bear. Let's make this movie, week three of 36 weeks, and things are moving forward. We have not gone into full production just yet. The money has not been officially transferred over, so I cannot pay people. However, Joe and I have been working on things, and I'm always in Mike's ear, but I'm not actually bringing, well, he's already done some, that's not important, but what the plan is this time next week, we will actually be in full production. Thanks, due in large part to many of you who are listening to this right now. So thank you very much. As I like to do at the top, I would like to thank some of the people who have most recently given, including Thomas Miller, Rory Aguilar, Patricia Hibbert. That's a last name. My birthday present was from my wife's mom gave me a birthday present where she contributed some to the movie, which is very nice. Christopher Moran comes in again, and he might be getting some significant matches from his company, which will be amazing. Matt Nazareth came in just today. Tyrus Collins, somebody named Tedder, Curtis Hilms. I hope I'm saying your name right. And most of you I have sent emails to thanking you personally. I have to wait to get the actual reports at the end of the weeks for some of you to get your emails. But thank you guys very, very much. Things are looking good. Also, I don't know if I mentioned this, and this is kind of gives me a pit in my stomach, but the full budget and everything can be found. I've broken down full transparency on the LoadedForBearDoc.com, which has essentially it's like a pitch deck. It also has a link to the actual pitch deck, which we'll be using to get people to understand what we're going after. And when I have various meetings with people, I will be sending them the pitch deck, which we put together long before I even talked about this publicly. But that has the actual budget down there at the bottom, which is far beyond the 30,000. I shouldn't say far beyond, but it's about three times the initial 30,000. And the guy who runs Entertainment to Affect Change, he says that in his wisdom and in doing this for a while, he said that having a more attainable number at the beginning will get people more interested in actually, I think I talked about this at least, on one of the shows. But so this initial, I hope it doesn't come off like, yeah, now that we're doing well, we're going to expand it. It's always been the budget that we have on the loadedforbeardoc.com. You can find that, like I said, at the bottom. But this, it's pretty much like we're going to be doing this in thirds. So this initial 30K, once we hit it, that will give us runway for the first quarter that we'll be doing this. And we plan on doing this for three quarters. So I'm going to move on now to talk a little bit about a current movie that came out today as I record this. And I'm not going to be doing that very often, maybe never on this here show, but this one is apt, I believe, because of the nature of the movie and because I just absolutely love it. And any chance I'm going to have to talk about this one, I will. The name of the movie is BlackBerry, and it is about, yes, that device that people were familiar with way back when, the BlackBerry device, which was like a phone built-in keyboard that one of the very first, if not the first device that you could actually shoot emails and easy texts and whatnot on the open market. And then, as many of you know, Apple came along with the iPhone and decimated BlackBerry. But there is a groundswell of people who miss their BlackBerries and want them back. Anyways, this is a movie that came out today. I saw it a few days ago because I'm special and I request screeners and I get them. And I was excited about this one, not because I'm a BlackBerry fan, but because I'm a fan of Matt Johnson, who wrote and directed this one. He also has a role in this one. I'm an admirer of Matt Johnson. This is his third movie. He's a younger guy. I call him a kid, but he's not quite a kid anymore. It's been a while, but he made a movie called The Dirties a number of years ago that I absolutely fell in love with. He followed it up with a movie called Operation Avalanche, which has some great elements, but just didn't quite land for me. However, that said, anything that Matt Johnson makes, I will be first in line or requesting a screener, as was the case here, because I'm very special and I get to watch screeners. If that point hasn't been made, I would like you to hear that again. I get screeners and watch them at home now because I'm a big time movie critic. Oh, geez. But I watched this movie, BlackBerry, and it is also starring one Glenn Howerton. And this movie is based on actual characters. I was talking about the Film Vault, but you know, we're starting to see movies about products. Tetris came out just like a month or so ago, which is the video game, obviously. And there, you know, there's some stories behind some of these products, but they're almost like biopics for actual products. Or The Social Network was obviously all about Facebook, but a lot of it, especially this BlackBerry, which I highly recommend. It was so much fun. It was just so well constructed. There's so little fat on this movie. One scene to the next. Each scene is like better than the last one. The reason why I bring it to this program to let's make this movie is it reminded me, and it's not often that I say this, that while watching this movie, there's a lot of parallels and things that I was picking up on that are similar in tone to what I'm trying to do with the narrative Loaded for Bear, which this documentary is going to be partially about. So if you have a chance to watch BlackBerry, which I do recommend, starring Jay Baruchel, Matt Johnson, and Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and he's playing a version of Dennis, which absolutely works. God, I love this movie. It's just so much fun. But a lot of culture, office cultures in this movie, a lot of, you know, very defined antagonists and protagonists, and office culture fascinates me. As little exposure as I've had, I have worked in a number of offices, and some of them were, you know, pretty high stakes offices. And, you know, it's not for me. I don't have that kind of makeup, but that's one of the reasons why it fascinates me. And that's at least the inciting incident for Loaded for Bear comes from office culture and cubicles and computers. Also, another reason why I'm keen into this movie in particular is because Loaded for Bear, the dream is that the narrative, the scripted movie, will be a period piece in the sense that I want it to take place in the mid-90s. I might have to abandon that, and I do have an alternate version written that not that many tweaks, but there are changes to bring it to modern day, which it can work in either form. But I have a dream of making this take place in the mid-90s for a myriad of reasons, which I won't go into right now. But the idea of making a period piece really, really excites me. However, that does add to the budget once we get there. So these are things that will be brought up and have been brought up in the producers meetings. For those of you who are part of that producer meeting last week, welcome. And I'm sure I'll be seeing more of your faces or at least your names on the screen for our weekly Zoom meetings. We did not have one today because two of my producers were traveling. We all have day jobs, or I have a night job. But we average around three times a month, those meetings, for those of you who will be a part of those. And that's everyone at the 500 and above level. So here's what I'm going to finish this episode off with. Next week, I can tell you that I'm going to be talking about the different types of documentaries and the type of documentary I'm hoping Loaded for Bear, the documentary, will be. But it's one of those things where you're not really sure you're going with an aim, and it might have to alter. Who knows? But I'll be talking about various types of documentaries and giving you examples and whatnot next week. This week, I'm going to have my first guest, and I plan on having many guests. I know I'm going to have Nick on from Entertainment to Affect Change, who is a fantastic guy. I can't wait to introduce you guys to him down the road. That came up when I was talking to him earlier this week about this project. So I'll be having him on. I might even have my buddy Brian Bishop on, because he too fancies himself a documentarian. So I'll talk about some. I'm going to have guests on. It's going to be fun. However, my first guest is, you might have heard of him. Through me anyways, and he is my partner over at Born to Act Players Weekly. He loves it as much, if not more, than I do. I'd like to welcome to the program now, Atticus Cowan. All right, so welcome to the program, Addy. How are you today?
Good.
Yeah. So I've talked to the people quite a bit about Born to Act players and Mary and all the friends that we have over there and what we do. I would like you to back me up on this. You've been going to Born to Act players now and acting and playing with all of our friends for a third of your life. You know that? How old are you now?
About 6 years old, almost seven.
No, that's not true. You won't be seven until October. But you're six, and you started going there with me when you were four. So that's a third of your life you've been hanging out and doing this on a regular basis. So more of your life has been spent acting with our friends than percentage of my life, which is fascinating to at least me as a mathematician. But talk about what goes on there and what your favorite things are about Mary and her class.
It's probably...
And this won't be a weekly thing, guys. This is a very early on thing. I just want to have some confirmation about the class, just in case you guys didn't trust me. All right, go ahead.
It's probably my favorite part of the class.
The class is the favorite part of your class?
No. It is improv.
So the improv part is your favorite part because it's a 2-hour class that we go to. And the first hour is a lot of exercises. Sometimes we do the dating game, which you have not yet been a part of. Usually you're a little shy at first, right? And you sit there. But then what happens once the class is halfway through and it's time to break off into teams? What do you do?
We go in a circle. And we all say stuff. And I'm one of the nicest one that says stuff.
Well, no, that's at the very end when we do one word. So at the very end of class, and all of this will be documented because one of the things that I'm definitely going to lay out in the documentary is the full class, the regiment that Mary has put together that will be ongoing, and we're going to show the actual rhythm and the beats of the class because it is very impressive, the fact that there's like no breaks. It's just she knows exactly what's going on, what we're going to dovetail into from one thing to the next. It's almost like a play in the sense that there's scenes and whatnot. But the very end, we do something called no remotes for you. We do something called one word where we're supposed to give one word that sums up the class. And very, very few people, including myself, actually adhere to this one word. Some people will go on soliloquies and it'll be a minute and a half before they're done. Atticus, sit down, is one of the people that does not adhere to the one word rule. And what are some of the things that you say at the very end of class to the entire class? Usually it's the same kind of thing because he's kind of a suck up, but Mary absolutely loves it. So go ahead. What is it?
I love this class and I love all of you guys.
Yeah, he says things like, I love this class, I love all of you guys, and I never want to leave. And then Mary like goes, oh my gosh, you're so sweet. You're welcome anytime. And I say, Atticus. He does love Mary. He brings her flowers and stuff. It's very sweet. But tell the people about the improv and the kinds of things that go on and how that works.
Okay, so it's really about the whole class. It's really, the whole thing is about is like learning how to act and like how people think, like pretend like how like pretend like things that are happening but they're actually not. Mm. So you can like make movies and stuff. Like
you pretend, a lot of pretending, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Atticus was in my groups. There's about six groups, and usually I lead one of the groups on my own, and I'll have like 5 to 6 Born to Act players, and that lasted. He was on in part of my group for the first, I don't know, 8 times. And then he decided he wanted to go and be with one of the other assistants who he likes very much. So now he just ditches me. And he can't wait to ditch me. And he goes and he's part of somebody else's acting troupe.
And it's Brock's.
Yeah, Brock. Brock, who is a very, very talented, he's just one of these beautiful human beings who will be a big part of this documentary too. I can't wait for you guys. For those of you who have seen the pitch deck or Loaded for Bear doc, .com. He's the guy that's being embraced the top left-hand corner. That's Brock right there. He is amazing. Love that guy.
And he's a very good singer.
He's a good singer. He's a good actor. And Atticus has taken a shine to him, so he ditches his own father to hang out with Brock now. It's heartbreaking. I don't know why you're so happy about that. So it's called First Line, Last Line. And somebody comes up with a first line. They just take an idea from the crowd, whoever like has a good first line. Sometimes it's like, what the? That'll be the first line, and that kicks it off. And then there's a last line, which will end the sketch, the live improv. And usually it is always left to one of the assistants to actually decide when it's over, it should be shut down. And then that's when we say the last line, which was like, you drive me nuts or something like that, right? So anyhow, I was hoping that you could kind of shed some light on it. Is it a really, really fun class? Do you have a good time? I'm not leading you here. I'm just asking.
This is for you, Mary. Yes.
I don't think Mary's going to see this, so stop sucking up to Mary. Mary is a good person to suck up to because she is so sweet and so nice. She's just the type of person you want to be nice to because like she just doesn't have a mean bone in her body. But she can be tough, right? She can be like a little tough love if somebody's not being a good actor or paying attention. She knows she doesn't get like snippy with them, but she'll... Oh, I'm excited to show you guys just how well this class is run. So what is some final words that you want to say about acting class? Like, of all the things that you do each week... Because I've told this to people, and I don't want them to think I'm lying, and I feel like you're probably not going to tell me what I'm hoping to hear, but it is the truth, what I have already told people. Of all the things you do each week, what is your favorite thing most weeks that we do?
My favorite thing actually is Shakespeare.
What? You've only done Shakespeare one time. I did not see that coming. So yes, she has us get up in a row sometimes, and then she'll recite Shakespeare, and then we have to say it line by line and like you use inflection and whatnot. And she actually got Atticus up there doing it. No, I mean like of hockey, karate, school, acting, weekend treasure hunting, weekend stuff. Like, what is your favorite thing that we do each week?
Acting is real, but hockey.
Lately, the last few weeks, it has been hockey. But for the longest time, you said acting. But he's really turning a corner on hockey. See, you're going to make me look like a liar here, buddy. I think it's acting most weeks. I do.
And if I don't have hockey, it's actually acting.
So for the weeks you don't have hockey, it's acting that's your favorite. He does love the acting. Okay, so... Thank you very much. Next week, we'll be a little more informative. I'll have different types of documentaries. Tell you, like I said, which one this one we're shooting for. And until next week, thank you for following along. It's going to be a fun one. I'm very excited. Bye-bye. Say bye, Eddie.
See ya.